Welcome back to this Thanksgiving edition of Bloomberg Daybreak. I'm Nathan Hager. And once you're done digesting the holiday meal, retailers will be getting ready for their own feeding frenzy. For many of them, this is the make or break time of the year. They call it Black Friday for a reason. Let's bring in Bert Flickinger for more on this, Managing Director at Strategic Resource Group. Bert, it's always great to talk to you, particularly around the Black Friday holiday shopping season. So can retailers count on getting into the black after this weekend?
Yes, Nathan, retailers can count on getting into the black. And looking at the Bloomberg Terminal earlier this week and this month, even retailers that have slightly declining same-store sales, many of them have higher profit margins and are still producing good net profits. So black and getting blacker translated to more black ink and profit, as you referenced.
So there is still a concern, though, that profit margins could be squeezed, isn't there, given all the discounting that many retailers have had to do just to get inventory out of the way coming out of the pandemic? Is that still an issue for retailers?
Nathan's still an issue, and it's reported on Bloomberg Terminal. Going into this holiday, Walmart had $1.5 billion in excess inventory, about 25% of total, and Target had $1 billion in excess inventory reported on the Bloomberg Terminal, almost 35% higher inventory than last year. So desperation, discounting, and the shoppers are certainly outsmarting the stores from today, Thanksgiving Day, through Black Friday, tomorrow, Friday, Small Business Saturday, and into Cyber Monday.
So how important, then, is this holiday season for retailers to get back into the black here, given that they've already had to do so many discounts and a lot of shoppers potentially may have already gotten a lot of their gift buying done by now?
Nathan, absolutely right again. And my alma mater, PwC, or PricewaterhouseCoopers, is reporting 70% of people did shopping early, and they go on to report that 53% of millennials will include resale or upcycled items on their holiday shopping list versus 37% of all groups. So we're seeing pre-owned cars being a big category this year, but now pre-owned clothes, accessories, books. So the retailers are competing with clearing excess inventory that you referenced, but also shoppers going to their closets and clothes drawers to find excess inventory to re-gift to children and families and friends.
So what categories of purchases are you looking for to get a big surge from this shopping season? Is it going to be apparel? Is it going to be consumer tech items? All of the above? What are you looking at?
Nathan, this year, gift cards will be the leader, just ahead of what you referenced, apparel. And toys are having a big resurgence this year of Star Wars licensed toys, Maverick Top Gun licensed toys, Harry Potter licensed toys, and the all-time favorite during every holiday season, Legos and Legoland.
We're expecting a pretty big surge in Thanksgiving travel as well. The pent-up demand doesn't seem like it's gone away there. How does that affect the picture for retail, especially around the holiday shopping season?
AAA is reporting that travel will be the third highest in the last 20 years, 56.4 million people, but about 49 million of those people driving. So with miles driven down minus 5% year to date, more people will be staying local. So that's helpful for owner-operators of local restaurants and owner-operators of local toys, especially the local toy owners have seen a big resurgence since the bankruptcy and liquidation of Toys R Us and other leading toy retailers. So local retailers with unique gifts will really have spectacular success, especially in 2 days on Small Business Saturday, with American Express reporting 59% of all Americans will patronize small businesses and restaurants this Saturday, up from 56% prior year.
Yeah, I was going to say, I heard you say local quite a bit in that answer there. I wonder whether that makes Small Business Saturday even more of a big deal this year for retailers than Black Friday, which so many of us focus on.
Both will be big winners. National Retail Federation is forecasting that nearly 160 67 million people in the USA will be shopping between today, Thanksgiving, and Cyber Monday, with close to two-thirds of that tomorrow on Black Friday. At the same time, American Express Bankrate.com's reporting over $23 billion will be spent on Small Business Saturday, which will be an all-time record ahead of the $23.3 billion spent on Small Business Saturday in 2021.
Thanks, as always, for this, Bert. Really appreciate you coming on with us. That's Bert Flickinger, Managing Director at Strategic Resources. And straight ahead on this holiday edition of Bloomberg Daybreak, is the worst behind us in the equity market? We'll ask the Chief Investment Officer at U.S. Bank Asset Management, Eric Friedman. It's 39 minutes past the hour. I'm Nathan Hager, and this is Bloomberg.